Let's take a look at a fascinating piece of Gemara. And once again, we're going to see it's going to unfold in intriguing ways. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. In the middle, right before the pretty pictures. This is the third of the Piskaos that Rashi had mentioned at the beginning on Gemara Vez. Hayisa Gavol Me'esarama. You have a sukkah which is more than 20 amos tall. We pass like the Chacham against Rabbi Yehuda. Sukkah is more than 20 amos tall is Sula. What are you going to do? Vonava itztava. You build a platform. So on the one hand, this is better than case number one, because this sounds like this is a real bricks and mortar, permanent structure that you're building. So you're raising the floor in a very effective way. It absolutely counts. On the itztava is clearly kasha. Assuming that you have, you know, defanos as well. So the Gemara says, well, if you build the itztava across the middle wall, again, as Rashi points out, as you see in the pictures, we're imagining those pictures are meant to be bird's eye view, looking down into the sukkah. If you have a newer Gemara, some of them have a 3D picture. If you have the classic Vilna Shas look, so those are bird's eye views looking down into the sukkah. As you see, as Rashi and Rishon point out, where Gemara is thinking about a three-wall sukkah, with the fourth side is totally wide open. So if you build the itztava, if you build this platform, the cement platform, across the middle wall, the top picture, keneged dofen hamitzvah pnei kula, it's alongside the middle wall and it's up pnei kula, goes from end to end. So as you see, the Mishnah had said that you need to have three walls for your sukkah, and that zone alone, the shaded area, which is the raised platform, that itztava alone has three walls. It has the dofen inside and parts of the two side walls, because it goes from end to end. So on the itztava, you have three walls. You have schach within 20 amos of your floor. It's a gevaldik. So a yesh b'hechsher sukkah, assuming that platform is large enough to have hechsher sukkah, meaning it's at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so then kasher. So then kasher. Then it's kasher. However, min atzad, let's say you didn't build the cement platform across the back wall, you built the cement platform across one of the side walls, that's picture number two, so then the question is, what's the problem? The difference is, obviously, now your itztav is only touching how many walls? Two walls. Two-wall sukkah is not kasher. How are you going to rope in a third wall? The Gemara says, well, we have a solution. Even though in the second picture, the itztav min atzad, the itztav itself is only in direct contact with two walls, the top wall and the right wall. However, if from the left wall to the itztava less than 4 amos, we're good. If from the left-hand wall to the platform, the itztava is 4 amos or more, so then you have no solution. It's no good. You have an itztava with only two walls. Less than 4 amos is fine. And the Gemara says, why? Kamash v'lan dofen akuma. That the side wall can connect to, if it's within 4 amos, the side wall can connect to the sach. And the Gemara goes on to point out that's the Mishnah. We'll get to those details later. But for now, we have two members of the Amoram. Itzva minha, itzva in the middle, and itzva on the side. Itzva in the middle is kasher. Itzva on the side is only kasher if you're within 4 amos of the wall. Then you can access Dofen Akum. Yeah.
Which wall?
The left hand wall. In the Itzvah Matzad. Let me just redraw the board in color so make it real clear. Again. make a 3D picture. Again. Alright, here's my second. Here's my schach across the top in purple. Very natural, organic purple. So here's my sukkah. Now, obviously, it's more than 20 amos high, so that's a problem. So if I can either build the itzva over here, or I can build the itzva over here. If I build the itzva over here across the back, so this whole area is touching all three walls. And again, the bird's eye view of that looks like this. Case number one is I build the itzva here. This whole area is raised. I say, gevaldik. I have, it's 7x7 tefachim. It's within 20 amas of the tzach. It has three walls. 1, 2, 3. Great. Okay. The second case, itzva me'atzad, is where I built this, the itzva like that. They say, 1 second. It's very nice that platform is more than 7x7 tefachim, and it's within 20 amas of the tzach, so I raised the floor, but I only have two walls. Here's wall number one, here's wall number two. Where's my wall number three? Taydechnish, not going to work. So the Gemara says, well, maybe I can rope in wall number three if from here to here is less than four amas, then that's the magic of Dofen Akuma. And that's the Mishnah that you had a chance to look at in Sod, in Bikias, and then this morning in Seder. That's the Mishnah that our Gemara here sends us to. Right? Dafi Zayim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, let's say we're in this room. So this room has a lot of floors on top of it. But let's imagine that this was the top floor of the building, and but you look up and this does not, the ceiling definitely does not look like tzach. The ceiling does not look like tzach. So what are you going to do? So you could either cut off the entire ceiling, that's a little extreme, or we could cut a hole. I actually have a cousin who lives in an urban area. He's not comfortable sleeping in an outdoor sukkah. So he built a skylight into his dining room, I think, or kitchen, some room, and he can open it up for sukkahs and cover it with tzach. Or if you go to the Skver Rebbe, you go to the Skver Rebbe in Chol Moed, so he's receiving people in his office until you notice that his office has been converted into a sukkah. Because there's a pop-up, piece on the ceiling, and they cover it with schach. Now the schach is not directly in contact with three walls, but what they're using is the magic of Dofen Akuma. If we were to cut out a hole over here and cover it with schach, as long as the schach ends within four amas of the wall, we say Dofen Akuma. We see the ceiling. That's the way you look at it. The keilu, so there's like a bent wall here. So the schach is in contact with the walls. So whether it's here in this room, whether it's you have your sleeping space in your kitchen, or whether you're the Rebbe and you have your meeting with chassidim for hours and hours on end, but you're in a sukkah, even though you're in a building, but it's really a sukkah, that's the magic of Dofen Akuma. The schach does not have to actually come all the way to the wall. If there's ceiling, less than four amos of ceiling from the wall to the schach, you can see that ceiling as Dofen Akuma, the schach is kosher. So here too, here you have, this area is within 20 amas of the schach, covered with schach, gevaldik, wall number one, wall number two, and if this distance is less than four amas, wall number three, gevaldik. So that's the gemara. The two cases, itzva be'emtza, and itzva min ha'tzad. So that is the Gemara. Now Rashi has something fascinating and controversial to say. Rashi is a little longer than usual here, and Rashi becomes a lightning rod for controversy. Let's take a look at this Rashi, which, as you saw, the rush where he jumps into this Rashi full strength, and it will, if we will have time today, or more likely tomorrow, we'll see that the Hemshah, I left off the Hemshah HaGemara, but the rest of the Gemara will be, I think, critical for appreciating what the Rush is driving at. So let's take a look. Rashi says, in the end of the narrow lines of Rashi, Adofen Hemtzai, the middle wall, what do you mean middle wall? Middle sounds like middle of three. The Stam Sukkah Vashlosh Devanos, Kima season. It is because your standard sukkah, you could have a fourth wall if you want to, but it's halachically unnecessary, so your standard sukkah that we're imagining is a three-wall sukkah, and the fourth side is totally open, right? Like the pictures. Tov. Alpanei kula, that was case number one. You have the itzva along the middle wall, alpanei kula, running the entire length of the middle wall. In other words, Magin, says Rashi, Shnei Rasha Hitztava Leveis Tafanas Hatzdadim, or Hatzdadim. The two ends, the right end and the left end of the platform, reach all the way to the two side walls. And then in case you're wondering what a Hitztava is, and you misplaced your Greek dictionary this morning, so Rashi fills you in, Hitztava is Binyan Avanim Vetetz. That's a stone and cement structure. In other words, Rashi is obviously addressing the point that the Gemara is not getting involved in the question of Beitul with Karmuk Sassas and Tevin Afar. This is the real deal. This is Mamish construction. So that it is a valid raising of the floor is certainly true. The question is not to contend with other things. Before, the Gemara raised the question of what's considered a valid way of raising the floor. Now we say, this is for sure, Avon V'tit and Itztava, that's Gevaldik, it definitely counts as having raised the floor level, but now the question is, how is it, horizontally speaking, how is it, does it relate to enough walls or not? Now, if you looked at these two cases, you would probably assume that when you look first on the Gemara, you'd probably say yourself, look, first case is pretty straightforward. Okay, you have three walls, right? You have three walls, it's kosher. Gevaldik. Right? You have three walls, Zion al Zion. Right? The Dauphin and Mitzvah case, that's pretty straightforward. Oh, the second case, that's an interesting chiddush. Okay, it has two walls, but we're connecting the third wall through the magic of Dauphin Akuma. That's already sort of a little bit of a, strikes a little bit of an out of the box type of case. The first case seems pretty straightforward until you open Rashi. What's Rashi's chiddush? Yeah. The whole. Take a look. In case number one, if the platform is a Zion al Zion, so then, a curious Rashi, by the way, so one word he adds in, which is interesting, he says, Sukkah Kitana Shiva Tvachim U Mashu. Gotta figure out that U Mashu. It says Kshera, so it's Kasher. So all of a sudden Rashi has three letters that are a big Kiddush. He says, Kol Hasukkah. The entire sukkah. That kol ha. Wow. The entire sukkah. Not just the part that's raised, that's 19 now, where the floor is 19 amos from the sach. Even the rest of the sukkah that's unraised, where the floor is 22, 23 amos from the sach, also kasher. Hayitachin. And that Rashi, in case you missed his point in saying kol ha sukkah, he stresses and explains. Hi Hechsher Sukkah, I feel an itzvah the hala. This Hechsher Sukkah is not just on the itzvah, even beyond. Hala is beyond. Even beyond the itzvah, Meirosha itzvah, Dimaninan chalala, Meirosha itzvah lamal. He says, why? Why the entire Sukkah kasher? Because let's go step by step. Number one, for this area that's connected to Ofrem Tsai, the itzvah counts as a floor raising. And therefore, we're going to measure the height of the sukkah from the top of the itztava. Meirosh itztava umayla. Right. So, dofen emtsai kulo kasher. This back wall, the middle wall, is it totally kasher? Because over there, it's only 19 amps, 18 amps. So, v'defanas hatzdadim b'rachav itztava uchsherba. And this part of the side wall, these parts of the side wall that directly adjoin the itztava, also kasher. Harei kan sukkah ketana kasher. So what you have is step one is that this is a small. I mean, this is your big, your opening move is that this is a kasher sukkah. And then once on the itztava is a kasher sukkah. And by the way, there's already fascinating language in Rashi, worth noticing. The way he phrases this is that these walls are, he talks about which walls are kasher. You notice that? He says the back wall is a kasher wall. Dofen Emtsai is kasher. Doesn't say that this area is kasher. He says this wall is kasher. He says these parts of the side walls are kasher. So like Hechsher HaDefanos, which is an interesting way of looking at it. He says the defanos on the sides along the width of the itztava, they are kasher also. So you have a kasher back wall, and those parts of the wall, side walls are kasher as well. And that creates a sukkah ketano. And then he says, look at the Gemara that you looked at this morning, you test them in olive, pesal yotim in a sukkah, pesal, which extends from the sukkah, what is kasher? Nidon Kesukah. Now, that's very strange. It's the first time you see that. Because Pesel sounds like Pasel. So the Pasel that extends from the Sukkah is Kasher? What does that mean? As you look at the Gemara, you see the word Pesel means? Right, it means Schach. Why is Schach called Pesel? Kosher Schach is called Pesel. Not because it's Pasel. Right, because from a farmer's perspective, it's Pasel. Not from a halachic perspective, it's Pasel. And because the source of the three basic rules of Hekshel Schach, there has to be something that grew from the ground, is no longer attached. And so Nachamo, again, once again, so you have the three rules of Sukkah, of Schach, in terms of the, as the grew from the ground, is no longer attached, not Makabal Tumma. Those three rules are all learned from the pasuk Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Mikabecha. When the Torah describes Sukkahs as happening when you gather, Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Mikabecha, which literally means when you gather in from your Goren and Yekev. The Goren is where you have the, where you're processing the grain, and the Yekev is the wine pit where you're collecting the grape juice that's going to become, pressing and collecting the grape juice that's going to also become wine. So Pashup Shad, Pshusha Mikra, the Pasuk is describing a time. When Sukkot happens at the time of the year, during the season, when you're bringing in the harvest, which is fall. That's Chag HaAsif. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. It's not only Ba'aspecha means when you gather in, Ba'aspecha also means that's what you use. That's the critical ingredient of the Sukkah. Ba'aspecha, it's a Beis HaKeli. It's an instrumental Beis. You sit in Sukkah using that which you gather in. And that which you gather in, Ba'aspecha, that which you gather in, Mi Garnecha, Mi Kavecha, the Mem gives the impression of what's left over. In other words, you gather in, you take in the grain, you take in the grape juice, and what's left behind? What's left behind is the garbage. What's left behind is the organic waste matter, which grew from the ground. It's no longer attached to the ground, because it was harvested, but it was harvested but not being kept, because it's not food. So that means it's not Makabel Tumah, it's junk. And that's how you know the three key rules of Hechsher Schach. So that, it's because the language the Gemara has is Psolas Goren V'Yekev. It's the waste products, the byproducts of the Goren and the Yekev, of the processing of the grain and the wine, is what you use that Psolas, the leftovers, the mush and the straw and so on and so forth, that's what you're using for Schach. That's why we call it an otherwise confusing term, Pesel Hayotzei Min HaSukkah. Pesel means the Psolas Goren V'Yekev, that which is Pesel. From a farmer's perspective, is that which is kosher from a sukkah builder's perspective. So you have the schach that you in a sukkah, nidin kesukkah. And so that's the Gemara you saw in Daf Yutes. You saw he's part of the Gemara. The Gemara has that memra, then a whole host of Avraham trying to figure out what case are we talking about. I have a sukkah, then I have schach extending beyond the sukkah. So the most common way of thinking about it is, again, from a bird's eye view, imagine you have walls like this. You have three walls, but one wall extends, and then the schach extends like that. So here, this top zone, you have schach surrounded by three walls. But then one wall, one side wall extends together with schach, but the other side wall doesn't. So you would have thought, look, this part is kosher, but this part is not, because here you don't have three walls. So that's the chiddush of Pesel, Hayotzei Min HaSukkah. Right? That this part is, of course, kosher. This part, that, which only has one wall alongside of it, that's the Pesel Hayotze, which the Gemara is Mechadesh on Daf Yutes. That too is kosher. You have to have a core kosher sukkah. Right? If you just had two walls, it would be possible. But once you have a core kosher sukkah, this area over here is surrounded by three legitimate walls, so then you can have an extension. Once you have good roots, this is a really kosher sukkah. That's your sukkah katan, Rashi put it. So that's what Gemara Mechadish. Then if you have one wall extends, the sukkah extends, that's Pesel Hayotzei Min HaSukkah. That's kosher too. Yeah. You mean it has this and it has that along the far end?
Yeah.
Yes, correct. But you don't have your third wall over here. Correct. Exactly. So that's the din of Pesel Hayotzei Min HaSukkah. Says Rashi, that's a Gemara in Daf Yutes. And again, like I said, the Gemara has this concept of Pesel Hayotzei Min HaSukkah in Daf Yutes, and the whole series of Amoraim give different suggestions of what could be a case that can be called Pesal Yotze Min HaSukkah. Right, that's your test of an Aleph. Gemara has a Brisa in the middle, Pesal Yotze Min HaSukkah, Nidon Kesukkah, and then Gemara has a different Aram give their opinions. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay. But there, so Rashi has a remarkable chiddush. So Rashi says, look, that's the same here. He says, the Gemara there said, you have Hechshel Sukkah B'Yachad, you have it part of the Sukkah, it's totally kosher, three walls, and then, Odesh B'Sukkah Misham V'Hala Pesel, you have Srach that extends further, he explains, it's Psolah's Gorin V'Yekev, it extends from the Hechshel Sukkah, because you don't have Hechshel Defanos, Nidon Kesukkah, that is treated like a Sukkah, Hilkach Kol Sukkah Kemoshi Gedola, Kshera, it's a remarkable Chiddush Rashi, he says, that thing of Daf Yates, of Pesach Yosem HaSukkah, that applies here too. He says, this is your Sukkah Kshera, and here is your Pesach HaYotze. Right? This is your Pesach HaYotze, because you have the Schach extends, but it doesn't really fit the rules, because the wall, the floor is too low. But once you have your core kosher sukkah here, so this can also be considered Pesach Yotze Min HaSukkah. That's what Rashi says, that our Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is yet another example that could have appeared in Daf Yotes of Pesach Yotze Min HaSukkah. That's the Chiddush of Rashi, which, if you opened the Rush, you saw that not everyone takes this sitting down. Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani, Rabbi Yeshaya, the Italian Rishon, says that's not the same at all. Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's the same man. Rishai Detrani is the Tosus Rid. I believe this Rabbeinu Yeshaya is 99% sure that this is that the Rabbeinu Yeshaya that the Rush to whom the Rush refers is the Rid. As a matter of fact, I believe it's either the Piskei Rid or the Tosus Rid. You will find this idea that the Rush is quoting from him. So this is. So you saw the Rush, we're going to lean out next time. Open the Rush and look within. But briefly, what would bother you about the equation the Rashi is making? How are these cases arguably very different? Yeah.
1 year extending the wall and 1 year lowering 20 ounces.
Right. Right. Here you have Kasher Schach, and one wall extends. Now it's interesting, by the way, the Rashi was talking in here, also, as I pointed before, the language of the walls kasher. He said, oh, this wall along the Itztava is kasher. These pieces along the Itztava are kasher. So it seems like he's trying to think about this in terms of kashers of walls. And Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani says, what do you mean? Let's say if I had a sukkah where this was sach kasher and this was metal. So, Pesach Yotze Min HaSukkah. Really? Like, once you have a kasher sukkah, whatever is attached to it is automatically Pesach Yotze Min HaSukkah? Obviously not! He says, going with case on Daf Yotzayin, as you take it, Daf Yotes, it's Mamar Shach, you're missing a wall. He said, here. The Malma Yesrim. Not comparable. The Rush has a comeback, and we will see next time here at Hashem, we'll have to look inside the Rabbi Yeshaya and the Rush, and also see how the Hemshach HaGemara here, with the Ra and the Ritva, may help us to understand what are the issues at play. Shai Chevra, I hope the program will be meaningful.